Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Wait. Before we start, just want to make sure we're clear here. While this podcast talks about sobriety, mental health, and addiction, it is not meant to replace professional medical advice.
Welcome to Sisters in Sobriety.
I'm Kathleen.
And I'm Sonia.
And we're ex-sisters-in-law, brought together in marriage and bonded through our sobriety journey.
Join us as we talk sobriety, addiction, and everything in between. You're in for quite a ride. And our Substack is buzzing with amazing content, from creative mocktail recipes to insightful courses and reflective exercises. There is something for everyone. Don't miss out. It's a great way to add some extra joy and depth to your journey. Check it out. Welcome to Sisters in Sobriety and to our series, The Truth About Sober Dating, Sex, and Relationships, where we ask our guests 10 burning questions about dating. And today we have Whitney. Whitney, can you introduce yourself and your relationship status?
I can, yes. I'm Whitney Combs, and I'm a health and wellness coach specializing in addiction and recovery. I live in Tampa with my husband, so that's my relationship status, and three of my children. And we've been married in May of this year. We will have been married for 14 years. So we're coming up on a 15-year. I'm hoping for a big trip. We'll see.
Yeah. Oh my God. 15 is a big deal. Okay. So since you're married, do you remember your first sober date with your husband after you stopped drinking?
I don't remember specifically a first sober date. I kind of remember the trajectory, you know, that things felt very uncomfortable in the beginning, and figuring out what to do, where to go, how to show up without drinking, because it had been central to our relationship. We would just go out to dinner and drink, and then go home and drink more. And so that has shifted a lot into a place where I love going out now. Like, I love date night. And it took a while to get to the point where I'm like really enjoying spending time, you know, sober time with my husband. So I don't remember specifically the first, but I definitely know that we have kind of journeyed to a place where we're good with it now.
Is sober sex weird?
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, it is so funny. And we've had a journey with that too, truthfully. And I think my sex life is so much better now that I'm sober, and I think it's because I have the capacity and I've practiced vulnerability enough to say, here's what I want. Here's what I need. Here's what makes me feel good in a way that I couldn't do before. Like, we just didn't have those conversations, and we do now. And so
So,
sex.
like the idea that alcohol makes you uninhibited is not true in that.
Right,
Yeah. It's
right.
not a truth serum. It's
It's
not.
not. It's definitely not. And it also just dampens the genuine connection that
Yeah.
you want to have. Like, if I wake up in the, I used to wake up in the morning and not remember having sex.
I know.
And that's like terrifying.
Terrifying. I know in other circumstances that would be a crime, but yes, I know.
And so you, how do you connect? Like, how do you build that connection with someone if you're not remembering that physical intimacy?
So true. I hadn't thought about it that way, but yeah, so true. Okay, what is your go-to response when someone asks you why you don't drink?
I tell people that drinking was a bad look on me, and I went overboard way more often than I meant to. And because I started using it for big emotions and managing how I was feeling, and what I really wanted to feel was peace and clarity, I stopped. The easiest thing for me to do was stop, take it out of my life.
Yeah, that's a great answer. You don't use the word alcoholic, you don't use the word disorder. Yeah, I think that's such an easy way to explain it.
Yeah, and I think, there are lots of ways to tell people, and there's no right or wrong way, I don't think, to do it, but I do think it's important to practice it, to know what you're going to say to people and not let it catch you off guard.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so green and red flags. What is a green flag that you should look for in a relationship that maybe you don't notice when you're drinking? And what's a red flag that you used to ignore or you might ignore that's a deal breaker?
So the green flag is definitely someone who is willing to explore their own shit, who's willing to explore their own emotions, who's willing to give you space to explore your emotions, to figure out like what you really want out of life. And that I always kind of felt like I've always been very self-aware, even when I was drinking, like very emotionally aware. But it didn't dawn on me that that was going to be very important in a partner, because I thought, no, this is what I do. I'm good. But I need that in a partner. And it honestly is what part of what ended my first marriage, that inability to really dig into his own shit. And he's a great guy, but just well, he wasn't interested, right? And so that's definitely a green flag for me. A red flag, I think, is, I used to tell white lies all the time. And it never bothered me that other people would tell white lies. And when I got sober, I made a promise to myself that was going to stop, that I was going to be truthful, that I was going to show up as authentically and honestly as I could. And so anybody who's not showing up that way, who's willing to lie to somebody else, they're willing to lie to you too. So that's a big red flag for me.
That is so true. I don't lie anymore. It's really important to me to be authentic. And it's so funny. I met my boyfriend on Bumble, and I think he said he was a Buddhist. He's not. And I still make fun of him. I make fun of him because I think it's so crazy. But I know people like stretch on their like profiles. But now it's funny to both of us. I mean, he admitted it very quickly. Yeah, but now sometimes I'll call him, I'll be like, what are you doing? And he's like, meditating. And I'm like, you are not. Yeah. And actually, this is a good one. My niece's boyfriend is like 5'3", and he would say he was 5'8" or 5'9" on dating profiles because he said like that's what women's cutoffs were. And then he told her as soon as they matched, like, by the way, I'm like 5'4".
Okay.
But
That is hilarious, though.
I did not stretch on my, I did not like make my profile look any better than it was. If anything, I would make it look worse. And yeah. Okay. So what is your, and we were actually talking about this before you started recording, what is your go-to sober date activity?
I love concerts.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Absolutely love going to concerts. It took a minute to figure out how to go to concerts sober not drink, but so much better sober. I remember everything. I'm not sloppy. In fact, we were at a concert last Friday night and the woman in front of me was, bless her heart, three sheets to the wind. And at one point in the concert, they threw a drumstick out and she flung back to grab it and knocked me on my ass. And then the people behind me fell too. And so it's like, what is that about? So anyway, I love going to concerts. Concerts are great. And then I pick my restaurants based on the mocktail and dessert menus. And so I love going to restaurants. Like my husband will have a beer and I will have mocktails and it's great. And it's so fun to try different places and different drinks. So those are my things.
Yeah, I love that. And that is the fun part about being sober now. 10 years ago, the only option was sparkling water. But it is really fun. And because I'm not drinking my calories anymore, I always get dessert.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
And the concert thing is so true. Like I drank so much at concerts that I wouldn't remember some of them. And I missed Careless Whisper.
Oh, God.
George Michael. Because I was getting a drink. Okay. Yeah. I was in line getting a drink when he sang Careless Whisper. And now he's no longer with us. I'll never hear it again live. Yeah. Okay. So what is your advice for someone who's going on their first date without a drink?
I think telling people ahead of time, like telling your date ahead of time, rather than trying to have that conversation live, maybe you do it on the phone. It's a little easier, or you do it before you're like in the middle of the date. So I think telling someone is makes everything easier. And then know what you're going to drink. Don't go in blind. Look at the menu online beforehand, figure out what you're going to order and have it just at your fingertips. And then I think suggesting things that aren't alcohol centric. Go axe throwing, for God's sake. Go to a comedy club. I mean, I know there's drinking at a comedy club, but do things that are active and activities rather than going to sit in a bar or going to sit in a restaurant. You know, I think doing fun stuff makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. And if someone doesn't want to do that, that's a red flag.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah.
How much are you comfortable with your partner drinking? So what are your limits or do you have them? Like mine is if I were on a date with somebody like a first date and they had like more than two drinks at dinner, it was like a definite no for me. What's your comfort level?
Yeah. And that's been a journey too. Cause at first I was not comfortable with my husband DG drinking at all. And he quit with me for like 4 years. He maybe drank twice. And now I don't like alcohol in the house. We do not keep alcohol in the house. Although I have teenagers, and so sometimes alcohol gets in the house. That's a whole different podcast. So we don't have it in the house, but we will go out, and I'm comfortable now with him having a couple drinks, and I do ask him to not get wasted. Mm-hmm. And he respects that, but he'll have two or three, and that's, that feels okay. It's really fine with me.
Yeah. I think too, it changes, as you get more comfortable in your sobriety, and then you start to see, I think when you're first getting sober, you think everyone has a drinking problem. You start to see that pattern. But I think once you're more comfortable, you can see the difference between like a normal drinker and like a problem drinker.
Yeah. Yeah. And my husband's a very normal drinker. He can take it or leave it. He can have one. He will leave some on the table when we leave.
Yes. Like, I think that's crazy.
That's insanity.
Who would do that?
You paid for that. It's alcohol. Yeah. Drink it.
So crazy. I think that too. I think that too. With anyone who leaves alcohol on the table, I'm like, what is that?
We never do that. No.
Okay. Who do you call to vent after a fight with your partner?
I have two best sober girlfriends that I met in sobriety, and they are my people. Andrea and Christy, and they will give me perspective when I need it. They've got my back when I need it. They are 100% behind me, but they will also tell me when I'm wrong, when something's off, when my way of thinking about a fight, for example, isn't quite right. They'll challenge me on that gently. So those are my people.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, if your love life had a playlist, what's the first track?
So I love this question.
people hate it. I knew you were going to like it too.
I love it. I love it. In fact, I could give you a whole playlist, but I won't. So the first track would be a Jason Isbell song called If We Were Vampires. And the whole premise of the song is like, we have this one life to live together. We're not vampires. We're not going to live forever. And so we've got this one life, and he says, it's knowing that this can't go on forever. The likely one of us will spend some time alone, and one day you'll be gone. One day I'll be gone. So it's heartbreaking and so sad, but also like reminds me, we've got now. That's what I have. That's what I have with my husband right now is now. And that's all I know that I have. And so I have to appreciate him in this moment. I have to love him in this moment. And we're not vampires. It's a great song if you haven't listened to it. Oh my.
I haven't. I'm going to. I might even link to it in the show notes.
It's fan-freaking-tastic. Jason Isbell is fan-freaking-tastic. He's sober.
And
he sings a lot about sobriety. And I think he has 13 years this year.
Okay. I'm actually going to check it out right after this.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Okay. Fill in the blank. I used to think love was blank. Now I know it's blank.
You know, I think I used to think that love was a fairy tale, that it would just kind of drop in your lap and everything would be good and you'd live happily ever after. And it's not true. It takes work. So now I know that a relationship takes work. I know love is a commitment. I know it is showing up for each other. And I know that it takes energy and time. And that's the only way. And my husband and I have an amazing marriage. And that's why, because we give each other our time and energy.
Yeah. And it's a choice.
It's a choice. 100% a choice.
Yeah. Yes. It's not just like the crazy feelings and everything. It's like a clear headed decision.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Whitney. This was awesome. And we will link to all your information at the end of the show notes.
This was Sisters in Sobriety.
Thank you for listening and being with us today.
If you want to learn more about sobriety and meet your community, find us at sistersinsobriety.substack.com.
Are you a sister in sobriety? Then reach out on social media. We'd love to hear from you.
If you're feeling generous, leave us 5 stars and a review and follow us wherever you listen.
You'll never miss an episode. Until next time.
Hey,
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.